Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Anybody that is busy succeeding must be busy watching out for envious people. It is not everybody who is happy when you are blessed. Some people cry when you pass an exam. Some cry when you have a baby. As a matter of fact, at the time your baby is crying, they too are crying. Because the only thing that gave them laughter is when you never had a baby. Some people's happiness comes when you are very sad. And when you have an opportunity to be happy for even one day, they go into 1 year mourning. Anytime your destiny is established and God announces it, some people are provoked. I don't know anybody who had a destiny that I can use to talk to you more than the destiny of the people of Israel. These people of Israel were in Egypt for 430 years. In bondage, Egypt had held them bondage. Their meal was a guaranteed meal. Onion, garlic, leeks, melons, cucumbers. You could be sure the meal was one of these. Any day, any time. Hard labor, no salary. Finally, God released them and brought them a leader. The leader was one, but he was accompanied by two leaders. Moses, backed by Miriam and Aaron. And God said, I want you to take these people to a promised land. That promised land was their destiny. Their destiny was to get to a promised land. And every single one of us here, there is a promised land for you. There is your Canaan you must enter. I know the plans and the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to bring you to an expected end. Every one of us here, no matter the wilderness you find yourself in, there is a promised land for you. Lift up your hand and say, there is a promised land for me. There is a promised land for you. There is a place God wants you to be. It is called the wealthy place. The pleasant place. Listen, where you are now, the devil is very happy to see you here. In Egypt, in the wilderness, Satan is very happy. But your destiny is called a promised land. God brought these people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And then he said, I'm taking you to a promised land. And then they began to journey. They conquered many enemies. The Amorites and notorious enemies in the wilderness. They were led by this charismatic, courageous, but the most humble man of God, God had ever made us at that time. The Bible said in all the earth, there was no man humble like Moses. Bold prophet, anointed with the ability to lift up his hand and the Red Sea divides. That man lifts up his voice in prayer and quails are fleeing and coming into the camp from the sea. The man lifts up his head and unto God in prayer, and manna is falling down from heaven. God evacuates the contents of the dining hall of angels and rains the food of angels and the corn of heaven upon humankind to eat in the wilderness. I'm talking about Moses. I'm talking about the man God said, any prophet I raise, I speak to them in dreams and visions. But the man Moses, I speak to him mouth to mouth, face to face. No prophet like him. Anointed man of God, leading these people into the promised land. Then they got to their final encampment. And that final encampment is in the land of Moab. Now they got to the land of Moab in Numbers chapter 22, from the verse number 1. They got to the land of Moab. And this land of Moab, that was their last encampment before they will get into the promised land. But at that time, Moab had a king, and the name of the king at that time was Balak. Balak was the king at that time of the Moabites, and the Moabites and the Midianites had a certain connection. So the elders of the Moabites contacted the elders of the Midianites, because Balak sent a message to the elders of the Midianites and said, I understand that you guys have a certain prophet. And that prophet's name is Balaam. And we know that this Balaam is a very strong prophet. Anybody he curses is cursed. And anybody he blesses is blessed. Balak sent a message to Balaam and said, there is a group of people that are coming. They cover the earth like grasshoppers. And they lick everything that is around them like the oxen will lick grass. I want you to come. And I want you to curse them for me. Because if you curse them for me, we will prevail against them and smite them so that they will not take over the land. Now, this message comes to the man Balaam. And Balaam is very interested. The name Balak or Balak means somebody that is a spoiler, an emptier, and a destroyer. A spoiler, an emptier, and a destroyer. That is Balak. Balaam means a foreigner. It also means a glutton. And then it means lord of the people. So you have an unholy alliance over here. And as I speak to you right now, maybe there are some two people, three people, four people who are conspiring against you. But they will come against you one way and scatter before you seven ways. I come here by the mandate of God for the securing of your destiny. That what God has written is written. What God said shall be, it shall come to pass. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every Balaam that comes against you, every Balak that stands against you, I see them scatter in seven ways. And if I were you, I would scream like my voice is mine and pray for me. Now, so Balak the emptier, Balak the spoiler, Balak the destroyer, said, Balaam, I want you to come and empty this land of these people. Oh, there are some people that are very disturbed about your existence. He said, come and spoil them. There are people that want to spoil you. Your testimony, your peace, your life, the academic certificate you have got, they want to make nonsense of it. Somebody said, they just want to spoil everything. They want to spoil your day. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And then this Balak now employs another man called Balaam. And Balaam, that name means lord of the people. It also means a glutton. And it means also a foreigner. He's a foreigner because he's a man with a corrupted spirit who has entered the prophetic ministry. But he's not really a prophet. He's a foreigner and a stranger to the holy oil of a prophet. Then the man is also a glutton because he likes and loves the wages of divination. And a bribe can let him change his prophecy. And he's also called Lord of the people because he dominated the life of the people and brought them under soulish and spiritual bondage and spiritual control. So now you see, there is an unholy alliance that is forged. Balaam and Balak, they come together. There is a common interest. Balak is worried. His kingdom is under threat. He has controlled this whole territory. He is a superpower in the wilderness. All of a sudden, the group called Israel are coming. They cover the earth like grasshoppers. He said, I see him, I see him, I see him. He saw a tribe of people coming, 4.5 million people. Instead of saying, I see them, he said, I see him. What is he seeing? He's seeing Israel, but in the midst of Israel is a king. In the midst of Israel is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's looking at Israel and he's seeing the one in the midst of the candlesticks. He's seeing Messiah. He's seeing Jesus. He's seeing a light in the midst of the people. He's seeing the bright and the morning star. He's seeing the day star right there in their midst. And he's saying, I see them, but it is not about them. It is about the God in their camp. It is about the Lord in their camp. I see you are not seeing your house. I see Jesus in your house. I see Jesus in your business. I see Jesus in your ministry. Except the Lord build a house, they never in vain that build it. And except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked. But in vain. Now Balak and Balaam. Balaam is prophetic enough to see a tribe and And in the midst of the tribe, he's not seeing everybody. He's seeing one in the tribe. Even Nebuchadnezzar, in his perverse nature, said, were there not three men that were cast into the burning fiery furnace? But I see fourth man, like unto the Son of God. Hey, when I look at your house, I see one. I look at your business, I see one. I see you going through crisis, but I see one. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I see you through the waters, and he's with you. Through the fire, and he's with you. Hey, God is on your side. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. He said, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. If I were you, I'd clap my hands, I would scream, I would shout. Bala is trying to curse the people because Balak had employed him. It's an unholy alliance. And when you look in the Bible, in the New Testament, the New Testament talks about this unholy alliance. Let me pick on the words of Peter in 2 Peter chapter 2 and the verse number 15 and 16. 2 Peter 2, 15 and 16. Peter picks on Balaam, and what he talked about was the way of Balaam, which are forsaking the right way, are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And he goes to verse number 16 and says, and he was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with a man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. Let me pick on Revelation chapter 2 and the verse number 14. Revelation 2 and the verse number 14. Jesus speaking about the same Balaam. Now, if Balaam was insignificant, Jesus would not talk about him. But when you see Jesus talking about somebody, it means that this person is very important. Now, Jesus picked on the same person called Balaam and spoke about him. He said, I have a few things against you, because you have there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. And then Jude, in Jude verse number 11, picked on the same alliance. Jude verse number 11, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, ran greedily after the error of Balaam for a reward, and they have perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These three references talk about three things concerning the man Balaam. The one in 2 Peter chapter 2 and the verse number 15 and 16, it talked about the way of Balaam. That means he's talking about the character of Balaam. And his character is that he's a glutton. He loves the wages of righteousness. You can bribe him. You can buy him. He's so perverse. No conscience. He will sell the will of God in order to enter his own will just for personal gain. That is his character. Then Revelation 2 and the verse number 14 talks about the doctrine of Balaam. That means Balaam is not content just to be who he is. He spreads the virus by teaching it. So one talks about his character. The other one talks about his ways, his doctrine, his teaching. The fact that he is not just bad, he influences others to be bad. And the doctrine is this. Let me curse them for Balak. When he attempted cursing them, he realized that who God has blessed, no man can curse. He attempted cursing them. It wasn't working. So he taught them a doctrine. He said, I know the way I can deal with these people. As long as I attempt to curse these people, it's not going to work. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to teach them how to commit fornication. I'm going to let them begin to sleep with the Moabites and sleep with the Amorites. And the more they begin to sleep with them, the more their conscience is diluted. They provoke God and they turn God against themselves. And thereby, we can destroy them. That was the doctrine. He began to teach them the doctrine to self-destruct. But Jude now comes and then he talks about the error of Balaam. It is an error because finally Balaam died with the Midianites and the Moabites. They killed him with the sword. That is the error of Balaam. The error is called an error because that is the end of anybody who decides to fight against somebody God has blessed. Your error is that you are fighting something God has blessed. You are fighting somebody God has anointed. You are trying to curse something God himself has blessed. And that is the error. The error of it is that he ended up and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Unholy alliance. Let's look a little bit about the thing Balaam was trying to do. Numbers chapter 23 from verse 1. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here an oxen and 7 rams. Look at the modus operandi. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered an offering on every altar, a bullock and a ram. That is why sometimes when you want the blessing of God and you don't want to give an offering, you don't want to make a sacrifice, you don't want to give anything, all you are doing is standing and shouting that God should bless you. You are making a mistake, because even the heathen, they know better. Verse number 3. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go. Peradventure, the Lord will come to me and meet me, and whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell you. And he went to a high place. He said, stand by your burnt offering. There is a certain divine mandate you can get only when you are standing by your burnt offering. Separated from an offering, it will not work. God had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but to Cain and his offering, the Lord had not respect. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by your burnt offering. Now go to verse 4. And God met Balaam, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. The man knew God in a way. Look at that scripture. And God did what? Met Balaam. God met him. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak, and thus shalt thou speak. God put a word in his mouth and said, you should return. Now, as you sit here right now, just like the people of Israel, the people of Israel were coming and they didn't know somebody was cursing them. If God should open your eyes right now to see where people are taking your pictures. If God should open your eyes now to see the place you are building your house, what people are doing there right now. Magic and voodoo is everywhere. Strange altars are being raised. And even on the altars of Jehovah, some people have attempted to burn strange fire on the altars of Jehovah. I'm telling you, even some of the things people call the name of God, and they stand and say in the name of Jesus, I tell you, they have another Jesus in mind, not the one you know. Occultism is everywhere. But I'm telling you, if God really called you, promotion does not come from the south, nor from the east, nor the west. God is the judge. He lifts up one and brings down another. I decree and prophesy by the word of God, your promotion. They may not like it, but you are coming. They may not like you, but you are coming. They may not like your agenda, but whatsoever God do it, it shall be forever. And the counsel of God shall stand. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, that no matter the occultic canopy, no matter the occultic altars, no matter the occultic barriers that have been raised in the realm of business, in the realm of ministry, in the realm of family life, in the realm of societal life, in the realm of political life, in the realm of academia, I see you break through the barriers. By your God, you shall run through the troop, and by your God, you will leap over the wall. If you permit me now, I will declare it and say, that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn it. Come on, scream like your voice is yours and pray. May God make you possessor of land. Listen, you will possess the land. They will not get space to put their shrine and put their occultic devices. Come on, scream like your voice is up. You see churches and shrines, occultic temples, witchcraft covens just around the church. You are in an office and you are sharing the same office.
with witches and wizards, but I see you with divine mandate. This is your destiny. You don't share space with them. You don't share a car with them. You don't share an environment with them. In my name shall they cast out devils. I see you drive them out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we put them on transfer. We transfer them from your region to another region. And as Jesus told the legion of demons to enter the pigs and disappear, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, you will give a visa to every demon in your environment and command the demon to leave. And whatsoever you bind on it, it shall be bound in heaven. And what you lose on it, it shall be loose in heaven. If I would be screaming like I'm crazy, because this is my word. Churches and occultism. Sometimes, even among the churches themselves, some say in the name of Jesus, and it is the plain Jesus we all know. Some too say in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, oh, they all say Jesus. Haven't you heard about Jesus in Manchester City? Jesus Navas. But this Jesus is a footballer, not a savior. Am I talking to somebody? Some people say Jesus. Mm-hmm. But there is some dangerous spirit, some dangerous marine, some dangerous warlock. Because it is not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, that is of me. They will say, we work miracles in your name. We did this and this in your name. He said, I never knew you. That means there are some people on earth right now. They are calling upon the name of Jesus, but Jesus does not know them. He said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. May God give you the power of discernment. You know the difference between light and darkness. You know the difference between right and wrong. You are not just looking for a miracle. You want the savior behind the miracle. You are not looking for a breakthrough. You want the God of the breakthrough. I want the God of the breakthrough. I want the God of the healing. I want the God of the miracle. I'm not just looking for miracle. I'm not a miracle seeker. I'm not a breakthrough seeker. I am not a healing seeker. I want the God behind it. I want the God behind the miracle. The God behind the breakthrough. For what shall it profit the man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I see somebody right now. You are following Jesus as the hand panted for the water brooks. So panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God. My soul thirsts for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? God, I don't just want to be a pastor. You, Jesus, be my pastor. I'm not just trying to be a pastor. Jesus, be my pastor. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Makes me to lie down in green pastures. Restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You are my Jesus. And I hear the sound of Bartimaeus. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I want Jesus. I want Jesus. I want my Savior. I want my Lord. I don't want to be a pastor. I want the God who made me a pastor. I don't want to be an evangelist. I want the God who made me an evangelist. Oh God, I want Jesus. I want God. If I were you, and I am a witness to what the preacher is saying, I'll be clapping, and I'll be screaming, and I'll be shouting an amen. Numbers, chapter 22, verse 7. Then took he up a parable and said, he's talking anything, Balak is not understanding. So he took a parable. May God speak in a language that Satan can hear. Concerning your life, God is about to say something, and the devil will understand forever. Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me out of Aram, out of the mountains of the east, saying, come, curse me, Jacob, come and defy Israel. That is why they have employed me. They said, come, curse me, Jacob. Come, defy. Some people have decided. Some demons have decided. Come and curse Jacob. Come and defy. Sometimes they are cursing you. At times they are defying you. Verse 8. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? May this be your portion. God has not cursed you. No curse will come upon you. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom God has not defied? Verse number 9. From the top of the rock I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. You will occupy your possession alone. Devils will not share your possession. Witches and wizards will not share your possession. Verse number 10. Who can count the dust of Jacob? And the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. The one who is now sent to curse, now wishes he is like Israel. Verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 and 11. And Balak said unto Balaam, what have you done unto me? I took you to curse my enemies, and behold, you have blessed them all together. I hired you. I paid you. Why have you betrayed Balak, the special one? You have betrayed me. I took you to curse my enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them altogether. Now listen to Balaam's response. The man will respond. And he answered and said, must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord has put in my mouth? Verse number 13. And Balak said, come, I pray thee, with me to another place, and from thence thou mayest see them. I think you are not seeing well. Let's go to another mountain from which you will see. And thou shalt see by the uttermost parts of them. And thou shalt see them all. Because now you are saying, I see him, I see him, I see him. Now you see all of them and curse them from there. Verse 18. And he took up a parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear. Hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said and shall he not do it? Has he spoken and shall he not make it good? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it and shall he not do it? Has he spoken and shall he not make it good? Verse number 20 is my verse. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Any destiny of yours, no devil can reverse it. Anything that is your destiny, anything that is your plan, the plan of God for your life, what is written. No devil can reverse it. No witch can reverse it. No diviner can reverse it. You will fulfill the number of your days. You will marry. You will break through. You will stand in life. You will not die, but you will live to declare the works of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, any devil, any principality that is trying to reverse anything concerning your life, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. They cannot reverse it. God has blessed you, and the devil cannot curse you. The devil cannot reverse that which God has blessed. I have received the commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse. I cannot reverse. He has given a commandment, and the commandment is to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. I speak on somebody's life right now. Anything God has written concerning your life, the devil cannot reverse it. Verse number 21. He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Sometimes in order for them to attack you, they will accuse you first. God says, I have not beheld any iniquity in Jacob, neither have I seen perverseness in Israel. When the devil wants to attack you illegally, he will convince you of non-existing sin. Yeah, it's because you did this. It's because you did this. It's because you did that. It's because you did that. He's creating way. So Balaam looked at Israel. He's finding something to accuse them. He said, I have not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither have I seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Come on, shout the shout of a king. Verse 22. God brought them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Verse 23 is powerful. Surely, there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what God has wrought. Listen, there is no enchantment against you. There is no divination against you. Any enchantment against you, any divination against you, we break them into pieces. We destroy the divination and the diviner. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their wish shall not come to pass. Their wishes shall not come to pass. And around this Christmas season, around the end of the year season, any witches or wizards that plan to use you as part of their Christmas celebration, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Their hands will freeze. Their mouths will become dumb. Their ears will become deaf. Their legs will be paralyzed. We reign the lightning and the thunder of Almighty God upon them. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Come and scream like your voice is yours. It didn't say there are not many enchantments and there are not many divinations. It said surely. It didn't even say maybe. Surely. There is no enchantment. That means we have searched everywhere. Buddhist enchantment, no. Hindu enchantment, no. Malam enchantment, no. Witchcraft enchantment, no. Academic enchantment, no. Ecclesiastical enchantment, no. There is no enchantment. Enchantment in the heavenlies, no. Enchantment on the ground, no. Enchantment under the earth, no. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I look at you and I see no enchantment, no enchantment of sin, no enchantment of poverty, no enchantment of bondage, no enchantment of frustration, no enchantment of confusion, no enchantment of madness, no enchantment of death, no divination. I said no divination. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but who walk after the Spirit. I see you now, no condemnation. I see you now, no condemnation. I see you now, no condemnation. Receive your victory. Walk in your victory. Come and scream like your voice is yours. Hallelujah. No enchantment. No divination against Israel. He said, God has blessed them. I cannot reverse it. I can't reverse it. Let me take you to another dimension. Sometimes they will curse you and it cannot work. But there is another one that is nice. When he turns their curse into a blessing. Listen. When I say what I'm about to say, you will wish your enemies will curse you. What is 7 minus minus 40? 7 minus minus 40. 47. 7 minus minus 1,000. So the bigger the minus, When you put the other minus, the bigger the figure. This is spiritual mathematics. The bigger your curse, the bigger your blessing. Oh, let them keep talking. When they say you are a thief, you become a rich man. When they say you are a liar, you become a preacher. When they say you are single, you get married. When they say you are barren, you produce children until they call you a pig. Come on, shout it. Listen, you know the insult they are insulting you? They are making God angry. Because when they insult you, I see him. It is not you they are insulting. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Come on, scream yes. Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 1. Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 1. On that day, they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever. Verse number 2. Because they met not the children of Israel with bread and water. Anytime you see somebody God has blessed, just meet them with bread and water. But the Moabites and the Ammonites did not meet them with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them. That is, you curse them. How be it, our God turned the curse into a blessing. God does not only reverse the curse. He does not only make it impossible for your blessing to be reversed. And the curse they speak, God turns it. Can I prophesy over you? Since you were born, since your ancestors were born, any curse that has ever been spoken against your ancestors, against your tribe, against your nation, against your skin color, against your ministry, any curse that has ever been spoken, may our God turn it into a blessing. Receive the opposite of their curse. May the opposite of their curse come upon you. I declare you blessed. You are blessed and highly favored. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, any curse they have ever spoken, it is turned into a blessing. Come on, shout like your voice is yours and pray. We turn the curse into a blessing. God, turn it into a blessing. You will never prosper. God, turn it into a blessing. Any curse they've ever spoken, any curse anybody has ever cursed you, a pastor's curse, a bishop's curse, an apostle's curse, a doctor's curse, a priest's curse, a fetish priest's curse, a minister's curse, any curse, the Bible said no enchantment, no divination. That means it doesn't matter where he's coming from, it doesn't matter who is cursing you, there's no enchantment against Jacob, and there's no divination against Israel. I came to tell somebody that every curse they've ever spoken against you, it is turned into a blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, clap your hands and scream like your voice is yours. In the name of Jesus, it is turned into a blessing. The darkness turns into day. Morning turns into dancing and laughter. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Broken. Morning turns into dancing. Morning turns into laughter. Isaiah 44, the verse number 24. Thus saith the Lord God, the Redeemer. Somebody say, my Redeemer. Put your hand on your chest. My Redeemer. Not the Redeemer of Isaiah. Your Redeemer. Mention your name and say, Jesus Redeemer. My Redeemer. Come on, somebody say, my Redeemer. That say the Lord. My Redeemer. You can borrow my Redeemer if you want. I can rent my Redeemer to you for 1 week. I like when Paul said, but my God shall supply your need. Saith the Lord, the Redeemer. He that formed you from the womb. Watch this. Watch this. When you didn't know anything, you didn't even know what existence was. You couldn't think, you couldn't write. He formed you from the womb. Why are you doubting him now? What did you do to be born? He that formed you from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things. Your destiny is in my hand. You are struggling to help God. Some of you are trying to help God, but listen to him. That stretched for the heavens alone. Alone! The sky. He just took that sky like tarpaulin. Alone! That spreaded abroad the earth by myself. That frustrated the tokens of liars. Make up diviners mad. That turneth wise men backward. And maketh their knowledge foolish. That confirmeth the word of his servant. And performeth the counsel of his messengers. That saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. And to the cities of Judah, you shall be built. And I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Clap your hand. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, he that shutteth and no man opens. Today, any door God opens, no man can shut. And God has shut the door to evil in your life, and that door cannot be opened. Verse number 8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Behold, I have set thee before an open door. I have set before thee an open door. I have set before thee an open door. And no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength. I look at you, your strength is small. I look at you, you don't have energy. I look at you, you are weak. I look at you, you don't have faith. I look at you, you don't have strength. And because I know that you cannot open the door because your strength is little, I myself, I have opened the door and no man can shut it. Because you have a little strength and you have kept my word and you have not denied my name. Last verse, Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Securing mandate by overcoming the Balaam spirit. Any Balaam spirit, any spirit that is busy cursing you, we overcome it.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.